tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
You are listening to CGSF Radio 19.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded coastal Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. You are tuned to Metro Perspectives, and I'm your host, Richard. It's a beautiful weekend, and I hope you are sitting back with a hot coffee, ready for a great hour ahead. We have a package show today. We are going to talk about your wallet and the new budget plan. And we have got some Christmas warm-ups and a very special story about community heroes. First, let's check in on your brain. Be honest, how many times have you checked your phone in the last 10 minutes? We are living in the era of 3C products: computers, communications, consumers. Consumers, electricity. And let's face it, 3C attraction is real. There is a concept in neuroscience called use it or lose it. For children, excessive screen time can actually hinder the development of prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain responsible for focus and impulse control. And for us adults, if we stop challenging our brains, we face premature aging and memory decline. So here's my challenge to you this week. Try something new. Don't just scroll. Learn a new recipe. Take a different route. Take a different route to work or read a physical book. Your brain needs friction to stay young. Don't let the digital world do all the thinking for you. Let's kick things off with some music to get those neurons firing. The first song is called Richmond Road by T. Gordy from the album Trail Scan. So following last week's program, we'll play several songs based on the name of a city or name of a province to bring you some memory to the city and the warming feeling of it. Now, let's shift from brands to our bank account. Following, we will talk about the new budget plan. The new budget plan just dropped, and if you compare it to last year, the strategy has completely flipped. Last year, 2024, the focus was heavily on stabilization, trying to maintain social programs and recover from the post-pandemic inflation. But this year, 2025, the new government's theme is fiscal discipline. The vibe is very much spend less to invest more. If you are looking to buy a home, they just announced the elimination of the GST for first-time home buyers on new homes priced up to $1 million. This is a huge shift from the housing rebates we saw previously. On the flip side, they have introduced a middle-class tax cut that lowers the bottom tax brackets. If you might see a slightly bigger paycheck, but they are cutting operating costs elsewhere to pay for it. So, we can think of this question. With the GST cut on homes, but tighter spending elsewhere, will you feel richer or poorer than you did last year? Let's go into a music check and come back to talk. The next song is called Richmond on the Gems by Alison Krauss and Union Station. Thank you.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns, to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
In the last part, we discussed the new budget, new federal budget. And we asked the question, with the GST cut on homes but tighter spending elsewhere, do you feel richer or poorer than you did last year? Do you have some comments or opinions you want to share with us? You can text me at 778-782-2573. I'll see your texts about the budget in my screen and share with the audience. During the waiting time, let's take a break from the math. It is the late November, and the holiday vibe is officially here. You can see the Vancouver bats. They have a red nose in front of them, and a cute small tail at the back of the bats. That is very cute, that it brings the holiday vibe to the city, and it is amazing. If you haven't started your Christmas prep, now it is the time. And speaking of tradition, the Nutcracker at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre is coming up. I checked the website and the price for a decent seat is around $70 to $200 each person. And they have the Manitoba dance team. For the performance, it is Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. It is one of those Vancouver staples that just makes it feel like winter. Play another soundtrack called Alberta by Debbie Friday. Thank you.
No more liming that you say. No more after this Tuesday. Fuck you mean the parties in the East End. I'm just trying to party for the weekend. Baby, put the drink down, you're tweaking. Oh, you're feeling out there and wavy now. Can't see straight cause it's hazy now. And I'm crazy now. Till tomorrow then it's the 180 now. Can't you see that I got you? You my A1, my part two. Remember those nights in the bird up. Top down on the hood of the Porsche. You my love, I'm my writer. I'm your star, I'm your fighter.
After hearing this song, I also have two updates for our community. It is winter and it's the late November. Here is an event called to advocate people to donate their clothes, their outdated or the clothes that they don't want to wear. People can now donate them to the Salvation Army in different locations in Vancouver. They have Vancouver Guest Town. They also have the location Burnaby, Surrey, Richmond. So it's a season to give. For those, for the seniors, they can also request to there is one organization called FM 96.1. They can come to the door of the seniors to collect those clothes. And I believe they have their music, radio music host